Yes, it's 8:15. I apologize about the late start. It's the Dark Mark Show. Josie Cat is my co-host. She's right next to me. You want to say hello to the Dark Minions?
Hello, Dark Minions.
And I had a whole bit about how I was in the studio with beautiful women, and then Elizabeth had to bring her boyfriend. But we're here.
We have a bonus guest.
He's a beautiful. Apparently a beautiful man.
I would have him.
Now you made a mistake bringing him in here. We have the beautiful, everybody knows, Bree Walker. Bree Walker, legendary anchorwoman, actress. Somebody actually said that you were the inspiration behind Christina Applegate's character in Anchorman.
I have been told on good authority that that's true. I have not collected any residuals.
Oh, and Bree Walker's here. Next to Bree Walker, you're just meeting her. We had to rush in, and I apologize. These people were on time, and that's horrible.
My fault. I have a suspended driver's license, therefore Dark Mark had to pick me up.
I did have to, yes.
The darker side of Dark Mark.
Let's face it. With your driving record.
He enjoyed it. Trust me.
Oh, I did. Well, trust me. With your driving record, of course, I'm going to pick you up. But as of late, we got Elizabeth. I didn't want to talk about it. But Elizabeth Aston's here. Beautiful singer, actress. She's been here before. Bree, you know Kim Fowley.
Yes.
This is one of his proteges right here, Elizabeth Aston.
Wow. It's such a small world, L.A.
Yeah. We were just talking about she worked the same station with Emery, the whole thing.
I know. That's so crazy. It was my first radio station job in Kansas City.
And Elizabeth's lucky boyfriend, the luckiest man in the world. Greg, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Greg, right?
Yes. Greg Wayne.
Greg Wayne. Okay. What does Greg Wayne do? I have no idea because I did a lot of research. Josie will tell you, I do a lot of research.
He does a lot, but you're not a check.
I do a lot of research.
I'm doing the creative design for Elizabeth's show.
Oh, okay.
And in general, he's a production.
Okay, not because nobody tells me anything. It's just like, hey, here's my boyfriend, and I'm like, okay, I'll run the other way. That's kind of the way it goes. Anyway, so
when you're that tall.
You need a pit bull, Mark.
I really do need a pit bull, and your pit bull is here.
Everybody needs Petey's a pit
here.
Bull.
Right. Bree Walker's here, and as I said, you must know who she is. She was the number one anchor woman in L.A., New York, and San Diego. And she's been in Carnival. She's been featured in Nip Tuck. But a lot of people don't know she was a rock DJ in New York when the punk scene broke. Is that correct?
That is true. I interviewed the Dead Boys on the steps of CBGB's.
I always open up my shows with Sonic Reducer. I've been doing that for 20 years.
That was my first job in TV news after transitioning from radio, and I was on the steps of CBGB's opening. They were opening. Dead Boys were opening for some other bigger act. And so just to kind of launch me into the flail and the fire, WCBS, KCBS, all of that CBS team just sent me out to do this interview. And I said, so what's with this drugs and violence? And he said, ain't no violence, lady.
So how did you feel about the station sending you out to interview a punk band?
Yes. Like, I can't get enough.
How does it go? Wait, do that one more time. How does that go?
That's a lot of talent right there. And you interviewed Sid Vicious too, right?
Yes.
How coherent was that?
Very, actually.
He's very well spoken.
He kind of went, okay.
So you have somebody like that with your journalistic training, do you think it helps or hurts? Like, did you
it
know
hurts.
How?
Yeah. It hurts. You don't want to be journalistic with them because, you know, they don't want to actually say too much or too little. It's like, oh, you can tell them sort of tapping around the edges of, you know. And I want to go dark and deep fast with everything.
Absolutely. So what, I mean, was this before the Nancy incident, after the Nancy incident? When you interviewed him?
Before,
okay.
Was this when they were in San Francisco?
It was before that.
New York.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
It was New York.
Okay.
It was early CBGB's.
Us young punks, we don't really know. I don't know. Greg seems a little older than us, but what was it like being in that? I mean, could you tell something was happening, or did you think it was just a bunch of?
Yeah, I really kind of had wished that I was not transitioning out of radio into TV at that time, but eventually my TV career brought me back to New York after being in radio a bunch of years.
Right.
And left, you know, during the time that radio was becoming automatized.
Right.
And roboton. And so I just was glad to be doing this TV thing. I had an anchor bob by then and a blazer. And
so, remember the...
So the transition was, oh, good. Now I'm interviewing the people I would want to be interviewing if I'm still in radio, but now I have an anchor bob, so I better like that.
I remember the anchor bob. I remember, and I, you know, I hate to, yeah, when I was, let's just say I was in school, and I remember, I don't know if you're aware of this. You probably can't be aware of this, but I remember because apparently on the broadcast, there was a broadcast where you explained your condition.
It's not a condition. It's the way the aliens made me. I mean, the way God made me. It's called ectrodactyly. And if you watch the freak show ever, you might have seen the interview with the lobster boy. And he's talking about his father being a mean old drunk.
I was on freak show with him, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, ectrodactyly is the lobster boy condition. So who knew it had such an ancient, wonderful history?
Was it called something else? Because when you look at old articles in the 80s, there's like another name.
It was called lobster.
Okay.
Lobster claw syndrome. Sure, yeah, lobster claw syndrome.
But it was like some long thing with it.
Ectrodactyly. Oh, syndactyly is when, if you have webbed toes and webbed feet, that's syndactyly.
Right.
But if you are ectro, you're full on.
I have a question. If you have webbed toes and feet, is it beneficial?
If you're a swimmer?
Much
more so than having these for swimming. You know, okay. But then again, you know, I swam with sharks, and so now I have these.
Right, she was married with Susan Lampley, so you know.
That's anyway, the entertainment business.
He does chew.
I'll take your word for it.
Gnaws on an empty bone.
So Elizabeth, you were on AMC's Freak Show.
I was one episode.
Right.
What did you do?
What freak were you?
I was
hot freak, or
no? I was a pallbearer for the putting Normal to death. I was one of Morg's assistants. Morg is a friend of mine.
So they actually have plot lines now.
That was the first season. It was the
most of the reality shows do.
Yeah, they
I hate
definitely.
To let it out of the bag, but you know, we've both been on several of
really
them.
Yeah.
I've written most
real?
Of my own.
Reality isn't real. This is as real as it gets right here.
Yeah,
but
I probably won't get hired real. Again after yeah. saying that. But
you've got to be careful how much detail there is about that. But
scripted reality
have to be
whatever. I don't care.
I'll chew their fucking fingers off.
Yay!
Well, Bree, you're the queen of Venice. You've lived in Venice for...
No, my dog is the queen of Venice, or the king.
Yes.
But I'm sort of in his minion.
No, but local people in Venice have known you and accepted you for years.
What else
accepted?
I know.
I don't know.
No, he called my boobs flapjacks, so don't feel bad.
Damn
okay?
It's a funny name for boobs.
Accept me.
It's a funny name for boobs.
I moved on up.
Listen to me.
Accepted. You've been accepted listen for to, years
no, no,
in Venice.
I mean, you
she's
are somebody that's
She's got flapjacks over here.
I'll tell you, your flapjacks have mesmerized me a couple times. There's been a couple times on the show where I've had to stop talking because you had a low-cut dress and I couldn't. How can you?
That is the antidote to a bad hair day is a low-cut.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, now that you brought
it
up, Josie,
draws away from the anchor bond.
We're gonna skip around a lot from what I had planned, obviously. But since you bring it up, Josie,
why do you have a plan at all,
Josie? Since you bring it up, I'm gonna ask you a question that. According to Wikipedia, you don't like to be asked.
About what?
Have Bree Walker, have you had plastic surgery?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
You have had plastic surgery?
My boobs are fake from like when I was 20, but I'm so much older. I mean,
they're
I had
phenomenal.
Best investment ever.
Well, actually, my tits were so good, I don't even know why I did this, but I was married to a guy who really wanted fun bags. And I didn't know the difference, and it was like one of my first or second paychecks in radio.
Was this Walker, or was this the...
Yes.
Okay.
No, the guy before Walker. My high school sweetheart. I've married my high school sweetheart in rapid succession, and then I've married two other guys that I worked with, because how else do you meet guys? So I married my radio, what they used to call A&R, Artist and Repertoire.
Mm.
Wow, that was Walker. That's right. My daughter's father.
Right.
And then, of course, Jim
Lampley. Listen to him.
That's my son's dad. So, okay. No, I have Botox, though, as often as I want or need, and I do it both for taking away the frown lines and also
migraines.
Because I have migraine headaches, and so I do it all the way around my head, my neck. It's awesome for that. So I do that constantly.
Look into
but,
it,
you know, my titties were, actually, they didn't need to be
I'm
Hey,
sorry.
I have no problem saying better. I have. But, I your know, job in Botox. Best investments I've ever
you
done
have
in my
Botox
life.
Too?
But my lips are real.
I've been getting
and my
Botox
nose is real.
And
my eyes
20s.
Are real. And I haven't had a facelift yet. I probably need one. Or at least a neck lift.
You're beautiful, Bree. Stop it. Your breasts are just...
Are those lights looking in your eyes too, dude?
No. Are you serious? Ree Walker, you are a beautiful woman. Stop it, will
you? It's the Inquisition.
No, but the thing...
Top lighting. You know, Elizabeth Taylor always said, bring a down light, bring a down light.
Right?
Yeah, bring your down light.
Right, but But you have not had lip implants like a lot of people think.
No. If you look at my brother, you would see... Actually, both my brothers, they...
Right.
Well, we have a history.
Right.
Yes, we have a history that my parents' generation didn't like to talk about it.
Right.
But it has a history.
Right.
So I got my lips genetically, like I got my fingers and toes, or lack of.
Right.
Yeah. I guess there is a God because God decided to give me lips instead of fingers and toes. You can almost do as much with such.
Oh, all kinds of things.
Now, Elizabeth, where did you meet this fine hunk of man sitting next to you?
I met Greg at a show when I was performing with Carrera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was I there? I must have been there.
You were there.
That's for my birthday.
Yeah.
That was the opening night of the Kitty Club. I was on stage introducing the band, probably.
Yes, you were.
And you guys see what I inspire? Look at this.
We're all one big happy family.
Right. Well, you're a lucky man. So Bree, let me, Elizabeth is a singer. She's an actress. She's a model. And she's got a birthday coming up.
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yay,
happy
Oh, that's
birthday
not all.
To Elizabeth. Happy
bounce, bounce, bounce.
Oh, that's right. You love it. Oh, thank you, darling.
And so many more.
But there was something else you were going to do for her birthday, weren't you, Bree?
Throw a ball.
That's
Bree, we need to get you up on stage and singing with the band.
Right, right.
We always have guest singers.
You want to save that for the end?
You know, Dark Mark, I take your instructions.
Elizabeth, I think Bree Walker wants to give you a little birthday spanking, if you don't mind.
I'd be honored.
Make sure the angle is good. Petey might have to take a bite of something, so let me tie him up.
You want me to entertain Petey?
Yeah, you might have to. You know,
well, while you entertain Petey, why don't we have Elizabeth open the presents that I got her?
Oh boy.
Is she bending over for spankings or presents?
I'm getting... My feet worship by
the
wonderful
dog. He's a foot locker.
A little foot worship going on there.
Nice.
He's a toe licker. That's true.
So yes, tomorrow's my birthday.
Usually he only likes to lick boys, but apparently you have a lot of testosterone, woman. I don't know.
It's been known to happen with me.
Were you wearing those tennis shoes again? Oh, he's looking at my knees. Oh, he's looking.
He's been around
today. Well, where have those knees been? I want to know.
Maybe we'll do that later.
I don't want to interrupt.
This is another kind of fun bag here.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Where did you find Petey?
Petey came to me from a rescue facility in West Valley. He was about 2 years old, and I had a big stalker situation going on. And
That's how I ended up with my pit bull.
Yeah. Because the LAPD can't do anything except tell you, get a dog, lady. You live alone.
I was going to get a gun or a dog, and my friend said,
get a dog, please. A dog isn't usually used against you in your own hands.
Exactly. You know? My dog couldn't have done anything to anyone. It was the poor guard dog, but hey, it looked good.
Well, that's the point, is that you can walk around Venice all night long, but you got to make sure you have some protection. And he's bright white, so I don't even usually have to wear traffic stop colors. But, you know, he's that bright white dog, and nobody messes with me. In fact, it's part of my isolation issues, is that nobody messes with me.
I'm going to see if I can work around that.
Yeah. Isolation issues. You're married. Or boyfriend, girlfriend.
That's pretty recent. It's fairly recent.
Or you can do radio 24/7, and then you can have a party in your mind, and no one even pays attention.
Well, Bree Walker, I mean, I do have to talk about it, and the fact that you brought Petey up, I have to bring it. People know you were arrested for DUI.
Along with half of LA, first person
everyone I know to ever have that happen to.
Well, you're not the first person to ever have that happen to it, but And then your unfortunate mugshot got spread all
Thank
over.
Thank you, Harvey Levin at TMZ. Harvey and I used to be working together at Channel 2, KCBS here in Los Angeles. He was our legal counsel guy.
Right.
And then after he left that business, he started TMZ with his partner.
Right.
And he's become wildly successful. He was always a good businessman. And of course, he, how the deal works here. Everybody knows how the deal works here. So you pay off the sheriffs and the cops and, you know,
ambulance
and you check
chasers.
On them. Yeah, and so you have assignment people who check on that all night long. And listen, I had a really high blood alcohol level. I mean, it was not, the thing about it is, I have learned that not only does a DUI turn your life around, if you pay attention to it. And does it turn your life upside down? Absolutely.
Right.
So
we're all shaking our heads.
Yeah, yes. 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 Not the know. First person that's drunk. Yeah, drinking.
And every year he gets tougher.
And then they give me shit for drinking Shirley Temples at clubs.
Are you drinking Shirley Temples?
Anyway,
you shouldn't be licking her too at the same time.
Well, especially not anymore. But I love when you do that.
Well,
but the thing was, when they arrested you, Petey was impounded.
Yes, he was sent to doggy jail.
Oh. I would be crushed.
And he had nothing to do. He
More
had nothing
than
to
anything.
Do.
Well, I was so humiliated, I couldn't even call his counselor.
But I mean, you know, obviously, those are not glamour shots, the mug shots that they do. So,
no.
Yeah.
You don't like them.
Well, no. I've had them. It's horrible. But tell them, the fingerprinting you were telling me in the car.
Fingerprinting. Oh.
How did that work?
The mugshot is bad. You should see the fingerprints.
Did they do toes?
Oh, you know, I offered. So I was that drunk.
So what happened? What happened with Bree Walker when they come
on? Well, there weren't enough digits to decide which one to fingerprint, and they're getting sloppy. Like, and I'm sloppy drunk, but they're getting sloppy there at the Orange County Sheriff Department.
Now, this is the first time you've been arrested, I'm assuming.
A first time for DUI.
Okay.
I have been arrested for my peace movement stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but that slapped me on the floor. I'm proud to do a deal.
So they grab your hand, they're like, I don't know what to do?
Well, I slipped out of the handcuffs, actually.
Right.
Because handcuffs, you know, I have tiny wrists and, you know.
You're a petite woman.
Yes.
Did you run?
And I can, no, I didn't run. No, I cursed them out and 7 squad cars pulled up because they had a hot Ooh. One, and it was the the El Toro Y that I missed. And I'm now in DUI school for 6 months, and it's one of the most amazing experiences because I've learned that A, there is no legal limit. You cannot feel protected by a 0.01 to a 0.08. You cannot feel that way, and you shouldn't have the hubris to think so. And B, never drive to the drink. Those are the two things I'm learning from my fabulous DUI instructor, Dennis Kenmore.
Right.
At the Alcohol Drug Project, High Gain in Santa Monica. So there's their plug.
High Gain. But and it's because you
have High Gain. I think it's kind of
High Gain.
Exactly. And I think it's kind of, yeah.
But the thing is, the mugshot went viral and you were back in the spotlight.
Very much
so. And you haven't been in the spotlight in a long time.
No, I chose not to. The whole idea about moving to Venice was, here's a place where I'm a freak and I can just go underground and no one's going to pay attention.
Right.
Until they started the show.
Right.
Freaks.
Well, you know, it's funny because that's my haunting ground. And yeah, I actually love that family before they were a show.
We know several people that work there.
Yeah.
Nice of you to bring them on the show.
Oh,
we have,
definitely.
Well,
you know, it's nice
show?
Of you to call. Like, you've known me 8 years and you never call.
I called and you were glad enough to be on my first. I called you right after it happened. I called the week
we
after.
We were on the first or the second. This is September 11th, an auspicious night. Let's not forget.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So we can have all this fun, but we have to remember a lot of people have died on this night or this day. And so September 11th, we need to have a lot of fun and remember that. You know, you could get blown up.
Okay.
I like the idea of having
Or have
fun.
Your fingers blown off or your toes blown off. Or,
well, yeah. See, this is the Bree Walker that I know because on 4th of July, she took a picture of a close-up of her hands and said, be careful with the fireworks. That's the woman I know.
You and saw that go viral, didn't you?
When we posted that you were going to be on the show, someone was really excited because of your footage that you covered for the riots.
Oh,
they
yes.
were so impressed.
Cool.
They were like, this is really great that you're.
I loved being in that era of LA broadcast because I was here for the riots and
the OJ?
OJ. That was the end of my career, but the beginning years were definitely the riots, the fires over Malibu that took down most of Malibu. But the riots were the highlight here locally. And then I've had a chance to be in those war-torn places like Somalia and Nagorno-Karabakh and
I'm sorry, bless you. What was that?
Azerbaijan.
Oh, okay.
In Armenia.
Oh, really? No. Okay.
Yeah. I've had the wonderful privilege of being.
Which one was the most scary? And what happened?
Oh, the scarier, the more, the better for me. I'm an adrenaline
junkie.
Which
one was the scariest of all those countries?
When I was in Azerbaijan and the Armenians and our Azerbaijanis were firing at each other, they used old World War II rifles and they actually fired.
Backfiring.
Actually firing at each other. And their walls were only about waist or breast high. So they were, and then they would stop at the end of the day and have their dinner. And they would stop for lunch and they'd have their dinner. And then they'd pick up their old, you know, ARs and AKs and from Russia. And they would shoot at each other with the same vehemence.
And where were you this whole time?
Well, I was just there for about 2 weeks covering the war, which is still going on. Oh, my God.
And what about Somalia?
Nobody can pay attention to so many wars because it's too many wars going on.
I know. It's.
And I was in Somalia.
And now we're going to airstrike Syria.
Yeah. Woo! Well, we're a little late on that game.
Interesting timing.
I was in Turkey a couple the year before last year, and I was in Tukuman Square, and they were having a protest, and I just stumbled upon it. It was pretty scary because they were saying, free Syria, free Syria. I asked them, what are they saying? Free Syria? Oh, I think I'll walk down a little further. Well,
and Moscow, when I was there, getting ready to fly to these places, because I went to Georgia and Armenia and Azerbaijan, all in the same three-week period. But Moscow had all these blacklisted artists who were going to these parks on the weekend. And it was very cool because they, in spite of what they could have, these guys and gals as artists could have easily been whisked away by the, you know, cops.
Right.
And they just did it anyway. I mean, I love that.
That's punk
Talk
rock.
About balls.
Sounds like riot pussy.
That's
pussy riot.
Pussy riot.
Yes, that's a pussy riot. Yeah.
That's a riot pussy. In Russia, there's a pussy riot.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Somalia was creepy because they.
I always do that.
You always do something. Actually, yes, you always mess it up.
They were actually dying of salvation, of no salvation and starvation. No salvation and starvation, and they knew it. There would be no salvation because they would be forgotten. And so I think the hardest assignment I ever had was going to Somalia just before Black Hawk Down. I went in 92, December, and then it was March or April of 93 that Black Hawk Down occurred, and we removed all support.
And you had small children at home.
I had, yes. My son was just a year and a half, and my daughter was 4 and a half. But I loved that part of my job. I was the one who volunteered for everything
that would
get me away from the anchor desk. I loved the anchor desk. I loved the pay. I loved the bob cut. I loved the makeup people, you know.
And this was a time when you were anchoring with the father of my son,
Aaron.
Jim Lampley.
Jim Lampley.
And
who still broadcasts for HBO doing boxing.
Right, right. He's a terrific boxing.
I can still do two rounds.
No, look at that. I told
I know,
you, she's
she has
a great
guns.
Show.
I asked her when she walked in
right.
what kind of workout she did.
But she
said, Petey,
beating up ex-husbands.
But she
can you beat up a couple of mine?
Sure.
Okay.
Bring them on.
I have two.
But people, you were married to somebody. He was married to somebody. But apparently there was a lot of chemistry on the set. Because I know you.
We were both going
Diego.
Through divorce at the same time. Nice. The chemistry happened later.
Like, were you guys like making Google eyes at each other on the... Like that?
Well, we've been accused of that. Yeah. But
And you said in interviews that things were happening under the table? Well,
yes, but I... can't tell you without showing you, and you're so far away.
Josie Maslow
seats. I know the cue. I get it.
it's okay. We only have 15 minutes, and you know how it takes me a while to.
Time flies by when you're drunk and haze, you know?
But you're not drunk.
No.
You're sober. You're absolutely sober. You went to rehab.
Yes.
And you're in recovery now.
Yes, and I'm doing DUI school, and I hang out with anonymous crazy people.
Okay. Speaking of crazy people, I just emailed Jenny a picture, and because one of the people that jumped on the DUI thing, and Elizabeth, we'll get back to you because you've got a show coming up, was the radio DJ Tom Likas.
Who
said that you were so unattractive, and if you put that picture up, this guy is disgusting looking. I don't know if you've ever seen Tom Likas.
I haven't actually seen him.
Beast.
Do you know what he looks like?
No.
Oh,
I really don't. Yeah, I don't.
But he looks like the grimace from McDonald's. That's what he looks like.
My family has been attacked by his radio show, and you know the whole Bree shouldn't have children because she might pass along ectrodactyl.
What?
Okay. I guess we can't use him.
Is that him? Oh my God.
That's a nice picture, actually. His glasses covering it. You asked me if there's a mugshot of him.
That's a posed picture. That's him trying to look
cool. Let's make a mugshot of him.
His chin is
actually,
very
impressive. Actually, my mugshot looks better than his chins.
This guy is telling you you're unattractive?
I bet I could grow facial hair if I let it.
That's his face. The guy's gross. And he's telling you you're unattractive? That's unbelievable.
What's unattractive about this?
He says that crap about
everyone.
You know what?
These fingers make every dick look big.
Very good point.
Bree Walker, you must give the best hand job in the world. Let's be honest.
Apparently, who would know?
Lampley for one. Hopefully me soon. And Greg, you want a piece of this?
No, you're in line with Howard Stern, baby.
You give a hand job to Howard Stern?
Howard Stern, no. He wanted to, though, when I first moved to New York and was doing TV.
Well,
we were, you know, like friends from radio before, but then I went away and did TV and came back to New York again.
Howard Stern asked you to give him a hand job.
On air, and my brother in New Jersey heard it because he was a Howard Stern listener, and he went fucking nuts.
Was he married then?
Yeah, well, I was married to husband number two, Robert Walker.
Right.
And so I didn't think anything of it. And actually, WCBS people were quite happy that Howard Stern paid any attention at all.
Right.
But he said, okay, two things that are on my bucket list way back then was two things. He wants me to do a Rubik's Cube and to give him a hand job.
At the same time?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that possible even for 10 fingers?
I don't think so.
Well, that's back then. And it's funny because a lot of people don't know. I saw you with the iPhone when we were driving out. You know how, I mean, as the technology gets better. I know, but as the technology gets more advanced, it's becoming harder for you.
Yes, because my fingers don't,
Everything's fingers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everything you do digitally with digits require digits, and I don't have that many.
Yeah.
But and if I don't mind my own manners, soon they're going to cut off the rest too.
Like when I met you, I never texted you, and you're like, "Oh, go ahead, text me." I'm like, and I even think about it. I'm like, I never think about it with you. It's just that's the thing.
Of course not. I mean, I hope not.
Right. I mean, why would you? And the whole thing with the Likas is he apparently you filed a complaint with the FCC.
Yeah, I didn't just sue anybody.
Filed a complaint with the FCC because
KFI wouldn't give Jim and I a chance to respond to the accusation that we should never be allowed to have children, like we should have been, you know, sterilized. And it was terrible because they hadn't even asked us, and Jim and I were, you know, anchor people.
And you were 8 months pregnant.
So
I was 8 months pregnant.
Anyone with some sort of disability can't do anything.
Well, that was my point. I said, what, you're going to tell me that anybody who has something different should be either euthanized or sterilized?
Such Nazi thinking.
That was my whole point. But it wasn't Tom Likas himself, because he was a dickless wonder. He still is. But, you know, back then, the idea was, okay,
he's got enough chin, so he doesn't need a dick.
Jane Norris filled in for him.
Okay.
And Jane became, she got her own radio show out of this whole controversy that summer.
Right.
And they started in June, I guess, Tom
Likas.
And
by the way, now in 2014, I have no idea who the fuck that is, but...
Yeah, well, she went to Tennessee and got her own radio show, and I don't know if she...
Yeehaw.
Yeah. But she was filling in for Tom Likas.
Right.
Like, that's a hard thing to do. Hello.
The guy makes misogyny boring, which is really weird. That's hard to do.
He makes misogyny boring, and that's hard to do.
No, I make misogyny interesting, but... but the thing is, he's probably the biggest asshole that said it, but there were some people, I mean, you understand the concerns.
Actually, I love assholes, but I don't like stupid assholes.
Right, but I mean, there were some people that have concerns that, you know, about the same concerns. And if somebody actually in your position decided not to have a child, if they found out, you would support that and understand that,
right?
Of
course.
Okay.
It goes both ways. It cuts both ways.
But
they haven't seen my feet and how talented my feet are.
I can't wait to see it. But and your son's 23 now? Or?
Yeah, and my daughter's 26, right. And they're both doing great.
And you know, these
not that they ever call their mom. They text sometimes.
Yeah, please. Yeah,
that's all kids.
Well, they're just showing off. But
they pay for their phone, but they text me sometimes.
I bet you do. I bet you pay for more than their phone.
I pay for a lot.
Yes.
I'm not done paying. You know, they will bury me in Daddy Warbucks bonds.
Right. Well, before you give Elizabeth a birthday spanking, Elizabeth, and I want to thank you and for bringing Greg too, because it's always fun to see him. One of these days I'll see you without him, but that's all right.
I don't know about that.
I had my chance.
Right?
I tried, but I gave it the gold college try. But you have a birthday show coming up in Hollywood.
I do on this Saturday, September 13th.
If we go to Whiskey Blue, what can we expect?
Whiskey Blue is getting a little bit of rejuvenation. He redid the stage.
Oh, okay, good.
I've been in there putting in new stage and lighting. And
it was a little too Jimmy Buffett. I don't know. It was kind of...
Yeah. Well, hey.
That stage was what? Four by four?
Not to mention, I didn't have an opportunity to fall off of it, so because I'd never been on it. It's about the only reason I haven't fallen off of it.
Our bass player was standing on the ground next to it. That's how small.
Right. So we have a new stage and actually a theatrical show. Yeah.
So it's going to be some burlesque and some...
No, this is my return to the stage after 8 years.
Right.
And
wow, so you were away from the stage 8 years and you're returning...
Yeah, so I'm doing the first live show. It's been very scary to go back to it.
But she's been singing. She sings a lot of the TV shows when they have a song and they have you do the song instead of the original artist.
Right. Right.
So it's catalog.
Kind of like which ones would I would hear?
A lot of it's just background on independent movies, or you have, you know, just a different.
God, how do you get that gig?
Work with Kim Fowley, and he has a catalog of 7,000 songs. And then I learned along the way that, you know, you can have those, you know, you build your own songs. I did an album with Kim last year that has not been released, so I'll be using some of those songs coming up soon in future shows. I worked more in the studio in the past few years, and then this now... coming back to doing the stage show. So it should be really cool.
Okay, so you've got a whole, it's a whole theatrical thing. It's not just...
It is.
It's
a whole thing. He's a production designer.
Right.
So that is, you know, we do
lasers,
work together.
And, can we expect fire?
There are lasers.
Lasers, pseudo-pyrotechnics. Because I don't want to set the place on fire.
Yeah, we've already seen how that turned out so many decades ago, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
No great white stuff.
They have rules against that now.
Right,
yes.
I'm sure they do.
It's good.
And, it should be cool. It's kind of the kickoff to the Halloween season. It's the after party for Son of Monsterpalooza.
Nice.
Since we've all done creepy things.
Wow.
So just kind of getting things going, and it's going to be fun.
I'm going to go Son of Monsterpalooza.
He's going, and we have our friends.
Tell everyone.
Can we come out and
bug you from the audience?
Yeah,
yes. You know what? Everyone is welcome to plug me.
I'm gonna grab Petey here. Brie, you want to give Elizabeth a little spanking here? Come on,
awesome!
Would be my honor. Oh, it'd be an honor to take it too hard from Brie Walker.
And she can take it with
Brie. Spank her hard,
okay.
She likes it.
I like spanking, and I believe in corporal punishment exclusively given to exclusive guests.
Fantastic.
I think he'll be okay on the table. Okay. We'll try it out, too.
Here, I'll just come up onto the desk.
There you go. Okay. Where's my whip? Where's my whip?
I don't have a
whip. And the camera's right in front of you.
Nice butt.
Thank you. Whoa.
Oh, I'm getting a nice little bath from Petey. Come on, Brie.
Whoa.
Give it to her.
Harder.
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 Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Awesome. Nice ass.
Thank you.
She's got a beautiful... Thank you.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
Yay! You know, the doctor spanked you on your ass when you were born.
That's right. We've got to keep reliving that. Is that my problem? That's why I keep asking
for
it?
You know, it's all our problem.
Every night.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I'm just rebirthing myself.
The doctor's had a whole hucksterism going on.
Yeah. No kidding. That's so true.
They knew what they were doing.
See, and now I'm getting my feet licked. This is awesome.
Is that creepy?
Oh, we got 5 minutes. Bree Walker, you got to tell me about
Petey.
Petey's great.
Petey usually will howl. Let's see if you can do this. Come on, Petey. He's my rescue.
But tell us about your people that are into your feet.
Hold on.
Everybody's into feet, and Bree Walker has a foot fetish story. Come on.
I have paws for hands, and so imagine what I have for feet.
What do you have for feet?
Actually, they're called kind of like claws or something. I mean, I could show them to you, but I'd have to take these boots off. They're like pads. I don't actually have toes, so to speak. Okay. And so I kind of walk on the heels of my feet.
So what size is your foot when you go into a shoe?
You get a size one shoe.
Yeah. And it's not made,
And I thought I had small feet because mine are 5.5. I always say I have hoofs. Feet.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry to Bree, you do.
Hooves would be an extension for me. I wonder if I'd go to the nail spa for that.
So, there are guys that are...
You cannot imagine how much money I've saved on manicures and pedicures.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. But there are guys that are into your specific feet.
Oh, they're creepy, but...
Tell us about them. I mean, how do they know what your feet look like?
They've seen it on My Unique Family, which was this.
Oh, that's right, your reality show.
There were 7 episodes that are still apparently on.
This was the show
you had.
It was just a series on the Learning Channel.
It was Bree and her two children.
Uh-huh.
And how you live with your life. So you were barefoot a lot.
Well, I was actually working out then. I was actually boxing back then. So I was barefoot.
Right.
I did barefoot boxing.
Okay. Do gloves feel nice?
Oh, yeah.
So you would get a lot of fan mail from the reality show, people that liked your feet.
Still do. And actually, anybody who has ectodactyly seems to find me and... They write me and call, right. And I always call or write. I mean, it's amazing because I think if you just Google ectrodactyly, there comes my face.
They must love all the things you've been able to do. I mean,
it's been a major
boundaries in the entertainment industry. It's amazing.
Not only that, you were featured on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for how many episodes?
I don't know, a bunch.
6 episodes?
A bunch.
And I don't remember that. You were a newscaster or you were like...
Yeah, I played myself pretty much or a fake newscaster.
Hey, look what Will's doing now.
That one and the same.
Yeah.
But
hey, it's a Carlton dance. Yeah.
Oh, and it was so fun. You know, those years were so fun. And the business was still kind of real.
Right. And you were in Carnival.
Yeah.
You contacted the producers.
I had a mutual friendship with a writer on Carnival, and they were launching... The lobster family, the lobster claw family.
Right.
So I told Tracy Tormé, "No, let me just write an episode for you." And it turned out that at the end of it, of the turning it in, they said, "Yeah, we like it, but why don't you just audition?" And we don't need the whole lobster claw family because, after all, I was in L.A. and they're all in Florida.
Right.
As we know, our freaks are. So I played Sabina, the Scorpion Queen, for the second season.
Always good to be the queen.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Who the character was the ex-wife of the guy who played the main character in season one.
The little guy. Yeah. Oh, the guy that was in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were his ex-wife?
Michael, yeah.
I gotta watch that again. That was a good show.
Yeah.
I didn't catch your episodes or else.
Well, it was a dark show. Dark.
Oh, that's why I liked it. That's why I liked it. And
did
if you
work
were in there,
with
it was awesome.
Did
was
you work
so
with Toby
fun.
Hess?
Yes.
He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, please
tell him hi. Do you go to his show?
I didn't know he had one.
Who's Toby
Rudy
Hess?
Castiglione show. It's
I'm gonna have to get all the WWWs.
It's really entertaining.
Who's Toby Hess for the people in the crowd that don't know?
He played the father of one of the strippers. Who was played by, this is a big cast. It was Clea DuVall and, I mean, just big star-studded people.
Right.
Adrian Barbeau, it was an awesome cast.
Right.
So he played the father of the stripper act.
So this was a Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
He was also on Reno 911. He's been on he's a great character
actor. You know
what?
I'm sure he is. Where does the time go? I told you this is going to go by really fast. Is Bree Walker the coolest?
Yeah.
Bree Walker's the coolest.
As soon as I saw the picture with the dog, and I grew up watching Channel 2 News.
And I grew up watching you in San Diego.
I watched you every morning.
And you've both grown up?
And no, look where we are now. We grew up with Bree Walker.
That's debatable.
If anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you? Or do you want them to get a hold of you?
It's BreeWalker.com is still existing when you go to Google me. Yeah, it's still there. But and I'm pleased when people contact me. Yes, it's nice to not be forgotten.
And let Bree Walker know how much people love her. And they do. Everybody I talk to either had a wild crush on you or admired you or both. And I'm in the both. And Bree,
me too. Me too.
Well, and I admire three. And have a bad crush on Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how do people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Aston. I answer my mail.
Right.
A-S-T-O-N.
And if you post a picture of Elizabeth, Greg will forward it. I'm sorry, we're so out of time. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye-bye.
Bye.